Good Friday, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to Today at Santa Anita. I am Eddie the Hat, and we're going to be going over Friday's card out at the Great Race Place today. And I sure hope that you were able to make it out Thursday for the special racing, one of the rain makeup days that we had yesterday. And I got a nice 9 race card ahead of us today for Friday, April 5th, 2024. First post at 1 o'clock. Now, a quick reminder, noon post on Saturday, Santa Anita Derby card, the extended race day. We got some nice races ahead of us on the Santa Anita Derby card. So first post will be 12 noon. I think we mentioned yesterday on our Thursday podcast that post times were 1 o'clock through the weekend. But Saturday we have an early first post at 12 noon. So make adjustments for that. Okay, we're going to hop right to Friday's card. We're going to get you caught up with the jockey and trainer standings tomorrow. But I just want to let you know of one claim on Thursday. Irish Wahini was taken by Labradio Barocio out of the 6th race on Thursday. So Irish Wahini is now in another new barn. Okay, let's get to the card on Friday, and it is a solid one. The first race, we kick off things a mile on the turf, a maiden special weight event for fillies and mares 3, 4, and 5 years old. Now, the rails on Friday will be at 10 feet, so keep that in mind. And we gave the opener a B plus rating. Draw a line through highly desirable. This filly will not be running when the gates open on Friday. So good luck in the opener. And that was your morning. Well-funded is your 5-2 morning line favorite in the opener under Juan Hernandez for the Bob Baffert Barn. Okay, we turn to the second race on Friday. This is a 6.5 furlong event claiming race for four-year-olds and upward, which have never won 3 races. They are in for a tag of 16. This is a C-rated race for us. Draw a line through the 3-horse, Tiz Talk. This Ridgeling will not be running on Friday. He was scratched earlier at scratch time. Your 5-2 morning line favorite is Soul of Midnight under Victor Espinoza in the second race. The third race, your free handicapping seminar is going to come right here. This is 6.5 furlongs on the turf. This is on the flat. It's a starter, optional claiming event for 3-year-olds and upward. Claiming price is 50 if they are eligible for that. And we have Dr. Soulfire, who is in for that $50,000 tag, as well as Sanger, drawn outside. Those are the 2 horses that are being offered for the $50,000 claiming price here in the third. Okay, so let's break it down from the rail out. We have Dr. Soulfire, 4-1, Umberto Rispoli. Pioneer Prince, 3-1 with Mike Smith. Belmont Bill, 8-1 with Tyler Bays. My Ransom, 20-1 with Santiago Gonzalez. Vorpal, 12-1 with Kimura. Eddie's Last, 6-1 with Mario Gutierrez. Sanger, 8-1 with Antonio Freisu. Manchild, 5-1 with Juan Hernandez. And Handsome Ticket, 4-1 with Diego Herrera. Okay, a nice little race here. It's wide open. And 3-1 is your morning line favorite, and that is the 2-horse Pioneer Prince. Let's take a look at Dr. Soulfire here on the rail under Umberto Rispoli. This is the horse that we used as our 3rd horse in the 3rd race. And this is one of the horses that's being offered for that $50,000 claiming tag. It looks like this son of West Coast, the Gelding, is well spotted here. He's been working decently in the morning. His most noteworthy drill came on March 23rd in 1:02. But you have to go back a ways for his last win, which came over this track when he broke his maiden. So he's been kind of pitched against it a little bit. Mike McCarthy knows how to get horses to respond on the class drop, and he looks like he is well spotted here. We used him as our third horse here. Might need a bit softer is our only concern, but certainly Umberto Rispoli is definitely an asset. Pioneer Prince, this is the horse that we used on top. Very impressive maiden win going 6.5 last time. But it was against $50,000 types. So he's taken a little bit of a jump in class here. He's facing winners for the first time. We certainly like the fact that Smith is returning to ride this Richard Mandela horse. And so we used him on top. We figured that he's going to get a nice trip. There's even more speed in the lineup today than he faced when he broke his maiden. So if he gets a similar trip, he can stock and then make the late run. He's going to be effective here. Pioneer Prince is our top horse. Belmont Bill, we passed on him under Tyler Bays. My Ransom, Verpal, Eddie's Last, and Sanger are all passes on us. My Ransom is in dismal form right now. Verpal for John Sadler is coming off of a freshening off of January 19th, 2024. And that was a race that he broke slow in. He's been working good in the morning at Los Alamitos, so not quite sure. This is probably one of John's B-team horses, and probably he's going to need a race. Eddie's Last is interesting, declining numbers on paper, but you've got the Mario Gutierrez and Redham Racing team here for Doug O'Neill. Good works in the morning, but he too hasn't been showing a lot. He's been knocking on the door. In his last three, a second, a third, a second. But you're beginning to question, you know, at this point, whether he's got the will to win. And he's been at Del Mar in 2023. He was in a maiden, or rather a claiming race, open claiming for 40, that he was not effective in. So a little bit of a maybe. I don't know. I've seen worse horses, but we passed on Eddie's Last. Sanger, 8-1. Carla Gaines, this is another horse that we passed on. This is the other horse that is in for that $50,000 tag here. Also, good works in the morning. This horse is cutting back in distance from a mile and an eighth, a mile and a mile in his last three. And the Son of Desert Code is going to need to improve here. Manchild is adding blinkers. Coming off of a freshening as well. This is his first time. He's a four-year-old. Kristen Mulhall reached in, took him out of the last, out of his last race, and is putting him on the lawn this afternoon. Makes him very interesting. California Tiger, the horse that ran third in that race in his most recent, came back to win. And the horse is bred to like the lawn and is getting blinkers and Juan Hernandez. So this is a horse to... this would probably be our fourth horse if we went four deep. Handsome Tickets, the horse that we used in the two-hole, figures to get a good trip on the outside under Diego Herrera for Mark Glatt, and broke his maiden for 50, two back, came back versus winners, fired in a nice runner-up effort, so he is going to be effective right back, we think, as well. So how do we see the third? We used Pioneer Prince on top. We used Handsome Ticket as our second horse. Dr. Soulfire rounds out our top three, and that is your free handicapping seminar brought to you by horseracing-selections.com. The fourth race, 7 furlongs, this is a maiden optional claiming event. We gave this a B rating in for a tag of 62.5, and there are a couple of horses in here in for that tag. Actually, I take that back. There is one horse in for that tag, and that is Pelagio, the two-horse Paul Aguirre and Armando Ayuso are teaming up here. Puddinhead Jones, draw a line through him. He will not be running. He was scratched Thursday at scratch time for the fourth race. We turn to the fifth. 6 furlongs on the grass. This is a claiming event for four-year-olds and upward, which have never won three races, and they are in for a tag of 30. We gave this a B-minus rating, and again, folks, the rails on the grass today are at 10 feet. Silver Surfer is your 5-2 morning line favorite in the fifth race. The sixth race, 6 furlongs, maiden claiming event for 3 years old, in for a tag of 32. We've got several scratches in here. Drinks at the Club is out. Adebayo is also out. Square Doro has been scratched, as has McCluskey. Drawn outside. So we've got scratches of Drinks at the Club, Abayo, Square to Oro, and McCluskey are all out. And interesting race here. $32,000. Got a couple of first timers in here. And they are Scorpion Shot and Drawn Outside Centrifugal Force under Tyler Bayes. Good luck in the sixth. It's a tough one. Folks, I want to mention that if you are listening to our podcast, maybe you've done your handicapping already. Maybe you haven't. Even if you have, go ahead and visit our website at horseracing-selections.com. And from there, you can pay for our paid selections. $5 a day gets you the entire card. And let us augment what you've done, or let us do the work for you. Either way, horseracing-selections.com is where to go. Seventh race, a mile on the turf, a claiming event for four-year-olds and up, in for a tag of 32. Your podcast play of the day comes in here, and that's in the form of Flavias. 5-2 under Juan Hernandez here. This horse looked absolutely incredible, winning back in January. He's fresh. Now, he had been on a long, lengthy drought before that, but I'll tell you, this guy fired in that race. He came back. He looked good on the gallop out, came back, and looked good. He's been working well since, and Richard Baltus has him heading in the right direction now. So we're looking for him to fire back big. That's Flavias in the seventh race as your free podcast play of the day, brought to you by horseracing-selections.com. The eighth race is a flat mile, an allowance optional claimer. We gave this a C rating. This is for cowbred or cow-sired four-year-olds and up. And if they are in for the tag, it is for $20,000. Brazingly is being offered for that $20,000 price, as is Atomic Drop. Two horses here in for 20, and this is a very, very tough race, folks. Wide open here. Interesting horse in here, Navu, coming back for Cesar D'Alba, second off the claim. This horse figured to run well in his last race and just really, really packed it in. And he's been given a little bit of time off, came back with a nice drill on March 29th at Los Al, where Caesar's based. So look for him to improve off of that last race here in the eighth. And finally, we wrap up things in the ninth race. This is a 6-furlong sprint race on the turf. It's a maiden claiming event for fillies 3 years old, and they are up for a tag of 50. Rails at 10 feet. Draw a line through the two-horse Yellow Sundress. She will not be competing in the ninth race this afternoon. A couple of horses in on the also eligible list. One of them is going to have to come out. Keep that in mind. Ange and Ash, wait a second here. Hold on just a moment. Looks like Ayana. I apologize because my hole punch has gone through the first part of this horse. And also Ace Baby. One of these is going to have to come out if both of them don't come out. So keep that in mind when you're doing your handicapping, when you're doing the last leg of your pick six and your exotics. Pay attention to the two also eligible horses drawn outside. And your morning line favorite in this race is the number three horse, Mo's Vino Mesa. The shipper coming in from Woodbine. Adding blinkers. So an interesting horse here for Jonathan Thomas to wrap up things on Friday. All right, that's going to do it for us. And thank you for listening. This is Eddie the Hat. I'll be back with you again on Saturday, Santa Anita Derby Day. First post, 12 noon. Have a great rest of your Friday.